Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one goes back to 2012.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As you may know, we play lots of different types of music on this show. So does John Cale. He made rock history as a founding member of the Velvet Underground in the 60s. He's a classical composer. He plays the viola, guitar, bass, and keyboards, and sings. And he's long been part of the musical avant-garde, working with the first of the so-called minimalist composers, and later with people like Brian Eno. John Cale is like a one-man soundcheck. So we're really glad to have him and his band back here in the Soundcheck studio, and they're going to start us off with a song called Hey Ray.
Hey Ray. You don't have to call. Hey Ray. Hey, Ray. You're driving me crazy. Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray. You're driving me crazy. Hey, Ray. I'm out of my mind. Hey, Ray. You're driving me crazy. Hey Ray, I'm out of my mind. 1963 on Lisbonard Street, 1964 Castro's up in Harlem, 1965 they're having a riot, 1966 the writing's on the wall, 1967 it's the golden age, 1968 and it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over, Ray,
it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over, Ray.
It's all over.
The Russians are coming!
No, they're not.
The Russians are coming!
No, they're not.
The French are coming!
Ooh la la!
The Italians are coming!
Whoopee!
The Americans are coming!
Oh, shh!
The British are coming!
Not again! It's 1963 on the Spinard Street. 1964. Castro's up in Harlem, 1965, they're having a riot, 1966, the writing's on the wall, 1967, it's the golden age,
1968,
and it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over,
it's all over, right?
It's all over, it's all over,
that's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way you stumble. It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Hey, you're driving me crazy. Hey Ray, I'm out of my mind. Hey Ray, you're driving me crazy. Hey Ray, I'm out of my mind.
song is called Hey Ray. That's John Cale and his band live on Soundcheck. John singing and playing the keyboard, Dustin Boyer playing the guitar, Joey Maramba playing the bass and a little keyboard, and Alex Thomas behind our drum kit, all of them singing as well. And Hey Ray appears on the EP called Extra Playful. John Cale's new CD is called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. John, welcome back. It's been
a
long time.
Thank you very much. Yes.
So,
good to be here.
Who was Ray?
Ray Johnson. He was the first artist I met in New York when I came in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's part of the Merce Cunningham group, and I ran into him with John Cage. Very shy guy, and a hermit, really. I mean, he'd send you stuff in the mail. I got all these envelopes in the mail full of bric-a-brac, and I wish I kept them now, but,
yeah.
You know, it's...
So he was part of that downtown scene. You mentioned Lispinard Street in the song, which is just a few blocks south of our studio here. You spent so much time in New York. Do you still feel connected, even though the city has changed so much?
Yeah, I felt as if I was in New York when I was in Wales. I mean, there's something about a 24-hour society that just changes your outlook on everything.
Mm-hmm. When you left Wales, you could have gone to London and stayed there. What attracted you to New York?
Well, I got there via London. I mean, I went to college in London, and then I got a scholarship to Tanglewood. But I was intent on going there because the avant-garde was here. You know, I found Fluxus in Europe, but I knew that John Cage and Lamont was here.
That's Lamont Young,
who's
generally considered to be the first minimalist composer.
Yeah.
And so you were an early part of his band. At the same time that you and Lou Reed were in the Velvet Underground, so almost from day one, you were pursuing these kind of parallel paths.
Except there's one thing that happened in between Lamont and Lou. That was the Beatle explosion, which sort of woke everybody up, and Murder the K and all that.
Right.
So after rehearsing with Lamont, we rushed back, listened to WNCA, and then you realize after a while, hey...
Right.
Missed out on some.
WMCA in those days was...
Mother the K and WCA ran.
Right, famous DJs playing the Beatles and all that early rock. You mentioned Tanglewood. So when you first came here, it was to study as a composer or a musician?
Yeah, I was a master class in composition at Tanglewood with Xenakis.
Right. So Beatles, Lou Reed, considered... What did your parents think when, you know, little Johnny goes off to Tanglewood and suddenly ends up, you know, hanging out with... Lamont Young and John Cage and Merce Cunningham and people like that.
Well, they never were aware of that. They knew that I was there and they were proud of the fact that I got the scholarship. But, you know, they showed up later in the 70s when I had the band. They came to a gig with Patty in Paris.
Patty Smith?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they caught up and they were all right.
I mean, okay. We're speaking with John Cale. His new album is called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. So with so much in your background, so many different types of music, when you set out to make a record, do you know in advance what kind of record, which John Cale this is going to be?
No, I prefer not to. I mean, I don't know what the song is going to be. It's always in reaction, diametrically opposite of what I've just finished.
So. Mm-hmm. So with the most recent thing being the Extra Playful EP, which, you know, is not a bad title for some of the music that's on. Did you want to go for something a little darker, maybe, for this record?
I can't get rid of the darkness. I mean, I wouldn't sell any records if I got rid of the darkness.
So one of the several of the songs on the new album, you actually use autotune in like a kind of an obvious way.
And it's really for the purpose of the song. I mean, in Mothra, it's really to have that robotic feeling. But in other songs, it's really it's a very lonely sound, and it really just dresses up the character of who's singing the song.
Well, you know, I think the first song on the album where you use it is December Rains, because the first time I was listening to the record, I was just like, whoa, what is going on here? You know, it really sort of brings you up short because it's subtle, but it's also a noticeable difference in the sound of your voice.
I thought it helped the song, yeah. I mean, I only use it in a couple of songs.
Right. And you're going to use it here.
Yeah.
Something like autotune, not that actual trademarked name, but something.
It's a useful little box to go on the road with, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hear the song. December Rains appears on the new John Cale record, Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood, and he and his band are playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
gonna be held at bay somewhere south of Meridian Fire. We're gonna start again. December, December, December rain. December, December, December rain. Condition and the planet says we're up to our knees in grief. If you come down to Samarkand, you can talk us down, talk us down. I'm trying to keep the noise down with your knife in my gut. I suppose if we've got things to say, we'd better keep it shut. With Google getting on your nerves and politics left and right, kiss your private life goodbye. Lights out, say goodnight. Whenever I get to feeling good, you're always on my mind. Can satisfy your thirst for life. Some December rain would be enough for us tonight. Condition that the planet says we're up to our knees in grief. If you come round to Samarkand, you can talk us down, talk us down.
John Cale and his band live on Soundcheck. December Rains is the name of that song. It appears on the new John Cale record, Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. I may regret this, John, but what does that title mean?
Well, everybody knows what Nookie is.
Yeah.
It's a combination of a couple of things. A while back, I read a story about a place in Japan called Sea of Trees. And I always wanted to write a song about this. It was a good premise. It was it's a spot at the end of summer where everybody goes. And what they found is that the story was about a journalist who was taken the day after the end of summer, the last day. And the first people to show up are the ambulance and police because they find a lot of suicides in the forest.
Ooh.
And I thought, well, if I can combine this with a little Blade Runner effect, that would work. So it's the sound design, really.
Yeah. Now, speaking of sound design, you've recently worked with Brian Burton, better known as Danger Mouse.
Right.
Half of the hit-making Gnarls Barkley duo with CeeLo Green. And one of the songs that the two of you worked on together now is the lead-off track on the new record. How did that happen?
It came from a session. Brian was producing Short Wave Set, this English band, and he asked me to help. And before he went in with the band, we spent some time in the studio, a couple of days, throwing things around to see if anything would come of it. So we got about three unfinished tracks. And then last December, when the mixing was almost done, I was missing one kind of Detroit Motown feel on the record. And there was this track I remembered that wasn't finished. And I got the files back and finished it. And he does everything himself as well. He plays drums and bass. And,
right.
So, but the feel is very different. It's very sweet. It's soft and gentle.
And it does have that kind of classic 70s Detroit feel to it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So you want to play that for us now?
Sure.
The song is called I Want to Talk to You. By the way, it's spelled I Want to Talk number 2. Letter U. So is that an allusion, a reference to Prince? Or
no.
Okay. The song is I Want to Talk to You. It's from John Cale and his band playing live on Soundcheck.
Something's wrong. Buildings were empty, lights still on, and we were running lost. I heard you whisper in my ear that you were coming back this year, looking to make an exception this time. You know it's coming down. There was plenty left.
That's called I Wanna Talk to You. It's a bit of classic Detroit sound here in our New York studio from John Cale and his band. Once again, Dustin Boyer on guitar, Joey Maramba on bass, Alex Thomas behind our drum kit, John Cale playing keyboards. And the idea of, you know, a Welshman living in L.A., coming to New York, bringing us a little bit of Detroit, I like that a lot. There have been a lot of younger musicians, John, who've, you know, taken musical cues from you over the years. Are you familiar with the Mountain Goats by any chance? The singer-songwriter John Darnielle?
No, I can't say I am.
All right, listen to this. John was here in our studio recently. I mean, he's a wonderful, one of rock's great storytellers. His band is the Mountain Goats. But he was here solo, and he was at the piano, and he was talking about how a particular song came to him. Listen to this.
And then I was sitting at the piano going... Sounds like the type of touring that John Cale used to do in the early 80s, where he'd play a whole set of that kind of... Mercy for the Diaz brothers! Right, it'd be the John Cale style, right? As I started doing that, I thought that was funny.
The voice is a little different from
John
Cale.
Yeah, it's higher, right?
Who, by the way, will be in this studio with us in about 2 weeks.
Well, you can tell him his music changed my life.
You must hear things like that all the time.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
Thanks for showing me that.
But it's, I mean, the influence goes both ways, right? I mean, what have you been listening to lately? What trends in music have you been keeping up with?
Wale and Cocaine, K-O-K-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm. Wale the rapper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some funny rappers out there, and I like them a lot. There's Not The Ones have a single called You Dress Like an Asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleep. But it nails all the fashionistas. Some really good fun. Chingo Bling has one, You Can't Deport Us All, from Tex-Mex. And, so I look around for stuff that's unusual like that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know where to look?
I dig them out of the web, usually.
Right.
And, you know, the standard of production anyway on hip-hop is a lot higher than it is on rock and roll, unfortunately. But there's such a fresh approach to sound and what you can and can't do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must appeal to you, you know, someone who's worked with all kinds, everything from orchestra to electronics to rock bands to acoustics. Now, we were talking a little bit before about your New York connections. I mean, you are sort of revisiting some of those in the coming season. There's a tribute to Nico. Is it true that you guys were all sort of reluctant to have Nico in the band for that first Velvet Underground record?
Well, for a bit. I mean, you know, Andy had this
Andy
ability
Warhol.
to shock you into realizing this was a very good idea.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you want publicity, this is the way to do it. You have a stunning blonde figure in there. Whether she can sing or not, not important. But, you know, the band had gone through some ructions about introducing girl members into it, and, mm-hmm. and we finally got Mo, and we were very happy, and then, boom. I mean, Lou wrote some of the most beautiful songs for her.
Mm-hmm. And if she wasn't a singer in the conventional sense, she certainly was a very singular vocalist.
Yeah.
You didn't forget her.
But, you know, the thing about young singer-songwriters today is when I started putting together the Nico Festival, out of the woodwork came all these young female songwriters that loved Nico for her songwriting.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed.
Also, you're revisiting your early 70s record, Paris 1919, with the Wordless Music Orchestra.
Yes. Well, we've done it a bunch of times, and every time we've done it, you know, the piece itself is only 35 minutes. Every time we've done it in Italy or whatever, Sweden, we've arranged another song from the catalog for it. So the second half is also arrangements of mm-hmm. other songs from Music for a New Society or whatever.
Now, you also have your big orchestral piece, Words for the Dying, which was, that was the Dylan Thomas project.
We do one of those songs.
You do? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So are these your orchestrations, your arrangements?
Yes, most of them. Yeah, I mean, they're taken from the album, but I've used a New Yorker, Randy Wolfe, to help me with.
Who's a very fine composer.
Yeah.
Now, so far, speaking of, you know, arranging, you've been stuck at the keyboard. Do you need to pick up the guitar for this next?
I didn't even move. Yes, I do.
Okay. So we're going to hear one final song, and I've been mentioning the most recent album, Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood by John Cale. This song, The Hanging, is from the EP called Extra Playful. And for this, John Cale moves to the guitar, And the rest of the band is as they were. Let's hear another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Enough.
The Hanging from John Cale and his band live on Soundcheck. A version of that song appears on the EP Extra Playful. The new CD is called Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. And John, the band sounds great. Thank you for bringing them in and playing for us today.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
John Cale, my guest. This is Soundcheck. Been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
Since you've seen